This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, we're continuing in Maseches Nedarim Daf HaShavua Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. We're up to the top line, Tanya, Hanoider Min HaDagan. So to make a neder from Dagan. Dagan implies something that you could pile up. Asur af bepoil hamitzvah yavesh. Your asur even in the beans, Egyptian beans that are dried. Because Egyptian beans that are dried are piled. But umutter balach, your mutter in moist ones, because they are not piled. Umutter ba'erez, you're permitted in rice, because they're not piled. Bechilka, betargis, uvetisni. Chilka, targis, and tisti are kinds of kernels that are divided into a certain number of parts, 2, 3, and 4 parts. So even though technically they're grain, but they're not piled, so they're not called dagan. Says the Ran, Tanya nodimina dagan also after polamitsuyavish, kivin dimi dagan. Kivin dimi dagan, since they are piled, Reb Meir katanila, this is taught by Reb Meir. Chilka chita nechlekes lebeis, chilka is wheat divided into two. Tirgis is echad legimel, tisni is echad ledalet. Hachiyamar beperek mi shahafach. Okay. Now we're going to talk about other types of nouns. Hanoidir min aperos hashana. If you make an eder from the fruits of the year. Asur b'chol peros hashana. You're asur in all of the fruits of the year. What does it mean, all the fruits of the year? Even, let's say, if it doesn't grow from the ground. Umutter begediyim, however, you are mutter in goats, uvetlaim, and sheep, uvechalav, and milk, uvebeitzim, and eggs, uvegoizolais, and young chickens. Why? Because they don't go, they're not fruit. They are not fruit. They don't grow from their source. V'mamar gidulei shana alai, but if you say anything that grew of the year, then also b'klon, you're usher in everything. Whatever grew in the year, that's mashma. Anything that grew this year. Hanoidim in peros haaretz, if you say, you make another from the fruit of the earth, usher b'chol peros haaretz. You're usher in all the fruit of the earth. You're usher in all the fruit of the earth. Umutter b'kmein u'pitrios. Your mutter to have what are known as a truffle or a mushroom. Because if you say peros haaretz, you're also in all fruits, but your mutter in these fungus, these mushrooms, because these are not peros haaretz. They don't really grow from the earth. They grow from the air. They grow on the earth, but they're nourished from the air. V'mamar gidulei karkalai, but if you said whatever grew from the ground, asur b'kulan, you're asur in all of them. Frakti Gemara, so that means we're saying, if you say min peros haaretz, you're only, you're asur in all peros haaretz, but not mushrooms. You say gidulei karka, you're asur in mushrooms. Uramini, we're going to ask a contradiction. Al davar she'en gidulei min haaretz, on something that doesn't grow from the ground. So Amar Shahakol Niyabid Varai. You say Shahakol, something that doesn't grow from the ground. You say Shahakol. What would be an example of something that doesn't grow from the ground that you make a Shahakol? Piece of meat. Says the Gemara of Atanya, and we learned in the Brisa, Ala Melech, on salt, V'ala Zomis, and on salt water, ve'al kmein, and truffles, of pitrias, and mushrooms, oimer shahakal niyabid varoi. You say shahakal. That means it's ein giduloi min haaretz. Right, we just said that min peros haaretz, you're mutter in kmein upitrias. Gidulei karka, you're usher in everything. And here we say that mushrooms and truffles are in gidulay min ha'aretz. That's why you make a shahakal. You make a shahakal because it's in gidulay min ha'aretz. So, says the Gemara, it's a stira. Amar Abaye. Yehuda, you ever hear of Abaye? Abaye said, Mirba Ravu Me'ara, Menak Me'avira, Yanki Veloy Me'ara. They grow from the ground. But Menak Me'avira, Yanki, they nourish from the air, Veloy Me'ara, and not from the ground. Therefore, you make a shahakal because they're not considered to grow from the ground. So the Gemara says, well, if they don't grow from the ground, then how could we say earlier, v'im amar gidulei karka aser b'kulan your aser, we're just saying now they don't grow from the ground. So v'ayva ha'katani al davar she'en gidulei min aretz, we say on something that doesn't grow from the ground, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara had a stira, because first we say that kamein and pitrios are gidulei karka, and that's why if you say v'im amar gidulei karka alai, you're also even in kamein and pitrios, and then we say in the Braisa that ein gidulei min aretz, and therefore you make a shahakal. So Gemara says, well, they grow from the karka, but they're not nourished from the karka. They're nourished from the whatever nutrients are in the atmosphere. So if you say that I'm going to aser something that grows from the ground, that then you do include commandum pitrus because it grows from the ground. But since it's from the air, so it's shahakal. But the Gemara says, but that doesn't fit into the words, because it says, "Vakatani al davar she'ein gidulay min ha'aretz." You make a shahako, but kmein and pitrios are gidulay min ha'aretz. Says Gemara, "Tani al davar she'ein yoinik min ha'aretz." Don't read it something that doesn't grow from the ground. You make a shahako. Say that it means something that's not nourished from the ground. You don't make a shahako. Says the Ran, the Imamar. Gidule shana alai aser b'kulan. You're even aser in meat. Miu davka b'shalai aser alav elezman shiach alamed bay. The Ran throws in like a side din, that when you say something that includes meat, you're right, meat will be aser, provided that you only asered it for an amount of time that you could reasonably be careful not to have meat. If somebody says, I'm not going to eat meat for 7 years, that's not a nether that you could abide by. If you make a nether, you're not going to eat meat ever, it's not a nether. It's not possible to be mekayim. Zomis shalmura balaz, some kind of salt water. Umotar b'kmeinu pitrius, the lav peros ha'aretz, no, they're not the fruit of the land. Miu b'chlal gidule karkas, no, they're included in what grows from the karka, k'de mefarish v'azal. V'al kmein u pitrius oimer, shahakol niya bedvarai. Alma, we see lav gidule karka ninu. We see that they're not considered growing from the ground. Tani bereisha, the Braisa, the beginning of the Braisa says, al davar she'en gidula min ha'aretz, I'm saying that doesn't grow from the ground. Oymer sha'akol niyavidvare. Mirba ravu me'ara. Ulefikach, therefore, ki amar gidule karka alai. Therefore, when you say gidule karka, Aser b'kmein u'pitrius, you're aser in the kmein u'pitrius. Miu, however, ikar yinikasan me'avira yanki. The main nourishing is from the air. Mishem hachi, therefore, mevari chalayu shahakal. Therefore, you make a shahakal. Okay. The Gemara continues. The Gemara continues from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hanoider min haksus." If you make a nether from clothing. Let's say somebody makes a neder from clothing. They're not going to get benefit from clothing. So mutter besak, they're permitted to wear sackcloth, ubiuria, they're allowed to wear a sheet, uva chamila, they could wear, let's see what chamila is. Says the Ran, mutter besak, ubiuria, uva chamila, doloi mikri ksus. These things are not called uksus. Sackcloth is not clothing. A sheet is not clothing. Chamila, what are chamila? Chamila. The Rosh says, Mine begadim him. Well, obviously not regular begadim because you're not usher in them. So they're not typical clothing. There's some kind of unusual material. If somebody said, I asur wool from coming on me, you're allowed to cover yourself with strands, with what's sheared of wool. Because it's also, what you mean is clothing. Meaning, you say, we assume what you meant is you're not going to wear wool, but throwing shearings of wool on you, that's not called wearing. Hapishtan oilalai. If he says, I make a kainim that I'm not going to allow wool, linen to come upon me. Mutter leskasis banitze pishtan. You're allowed to cover yourself with stalks of linen. Because what you mean is to wear linen, not to put the stalks of linen on you. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakol lefi haneder. It all is going to be dependent on the one who makes the neder. What does that mean? It's going to be dependent on him. We're going to have to see what the context of his neder is. The Ran says, lefi ma shehaya inyan haneder b'shas haneder. Regarding what the context of the one who made the neder was when he made it. V'al eza inyan neder, and in what manner he made the nether. What does that mean? Like this. He explains. Ta'an v'hizia v'yarecha y'kasha. Let's say a guy is carrying he's carrying large quantities of wool. And he's sweating. And he was, therefore he was smelly. And Amar said, Koinim tsemro pishim oilalai. I asked myself from wearing wool or linen. So what he meant to say is, I'm never carrying a burden of wool or linen again. He doesn't mean I'm never going to wear it again. You understand? Because what's the guy doing? The guy's schlepping sacks of linen, of wool. And he says, and he's schwitzing, and he's smelly. And he says, I'm never going to put wool on me again. He doesn't mean I'm never going to wear wool. He means I'm never going to schlep wool. So Motoska says he could wear it. But he can't sling it over his shoulder. Because the context of the nether indicates he's not trying to asur it as a clothing. He's trying to just make a nether that he's not going to schlep it again. Okay, the Gemara continues. Tani will learn to the Braisa, Noider Menaxus, if somebody makes another from clothing, Mutter Besak, he's Mutter in sackcloth, Uva Yuria, and in a sheet of a Chamila, Vaasar Bapunda Uva Fiskia, he is prohibited to use these different kinds of belts. Rashi, the Ran says, Punda Ezer Cholol, a hollow belt. Ufiskia, what is fuskia? The Rashi says paishula. Okay, another kind of belt. Okay, we continue. Uvis kurtia uvikatalavia. He's also usher in a court in a skurtia. What's that? Says the Ran, Skartia Katavlia, Kula mine balbushim shar, their leather garments, uchnum farish, my sikatya, kituna tetzala, it's kituna tetzala, namely chalak shalar, it's a shirt of leather, shaloivshim ha avdonim al bigdeyam, that the tanners wear on their clothing. Okay. The anpalya uflinya. Now, what's a katavlia? The Rashi says, Maluba shel ar, kasha shaloivesh alas krutaya. It's some kind of hard leather that you wear on the leather shirt. The anpilya uflinya. These things are usser. They're not typical clothing, because you could say they're like protective clothing. You know, it's like a smock clothing. It's something that goes over your clothing, let's say, to protect it from the elements. So maybe it's not considered regular clothing. The anpilya is some kind of shoe out of leather. Uplinya is an apron, umichrasayim, your usher, and pants, uvekayver, your usher, and hat, that's all clothing. My iskorti, I'm Rabbi Chana, kituna detzala. It's a shirt of leather. Tanya, we learned in Braisa, yoitzin besak ove. On Shabbos, you'll have to go out with thick sackcloth, uvesagois ove, and thick sagois. What is that? The Rashi says, "Min sak hu ava tfei miriyah." It's a kind of sackcloth thicker than a sheet. So all these things you're allowed to go out on Shabbos. Uva yiriyah, uva chamila, mibnei hagashamin. You're allowed to wear them to protect you from rain. They're considered clothing. Avaloi b'teva. You can't go out with a box to protect you from the elements. If there's no Erev, you can't put a box on your head. V'lei b'kupa, or a basket. V'lei b'matzos, or a mat. V'mnei agashamim, to protect you from rain. Because you're just carrying something. You're not wearing a garment. Haroyim yoytzim b'sakim. Shepherds could go out with sackcloth, because sackcloth is considered clothing. Even though when you make a nether from clothing, you're allowed to wear sackcloth. But on Shabbos, because that's legabe and nether, it's not clothing, but your shepherds allowed to wear it on Shabbos. V'loi roim bilvad amru, it's not only shepherds that are allowed to wear it. Ela kol adam, anyone is allowed to wear sackcloth. Ela shadibru chachamim b'hoiva, the rabbi spoke about a usual case that shepherds are usually the one who wear the sackcloth. Says the Ran, Yoitzin besakove b'Shabbos v'loy amrina masayhu, we don't say it's a burden. V'loy sak mamish, it's not actually sackcloth. Ela ke'ein sak, it's like sackcloth. Why don't we say it's actually sackcloth? Because da tani b'seifa haroyim yoitzin besakim. So when we say yoitzin besakove, it's a little different than regular sakim. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakol lefi haneder. Everything depends on the context of the nether. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hakol lefi haneder. In what way does Rabbi Yehuda say everything is dependent on the neider? Namely, Hayalavush tzemer. If somebody was wearing wool and he was distressed, and then he says, I ask her tzemer from coming on me, asur loboy, she's asur to wear wool, but he's allowed to carry it because his distress was wearing it. Hayatan pishtan vizia, if he was carrying linen and he was sweating, then mutter loboy, he's allowed to wear it, but also litan, he's not allowed to carry it. Now, is this the same as the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, it says, if he's carrying, and he said, I asked Samru Pishtim, he's allowed to cover himself, but he can't, he's allowed to wear it, but he can't transport it. Here we're saying, if he was wearing it and he's uncomfortable, and he says, Kainam, he can't wear it, but he could transport it. If he was carrying it and uncomfortable, and he says, I asked Pishtan, then he could wear it and he can't transport it. The Ran has a Chiddush Oyem Venoira here, which is not one of the designated Rans. But the Ran points out that in his opinion, this Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa is different than Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah. How so? Says the Ran, first of all, Tanya Ketzam Rabbi Yehuda, V'chatzer, Shama B'sha Yitzar V'nitzar. But umistabrali, the Braisa pliga amas nisen. The Braisa is arguing on the Mishnah, B'svara. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, the mas nisen sfirolei. The Tana, the mas nisen sfirolei, the Rabbi Yehuda, moidel atana kama. The Tana of the Mishnah holds, the Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Tana kama, that the chol heicha deleka heichacha levisha, whenever there is no proof that he means wearing it and not carrying it, Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah agrees to the Tana kama that if there's no proof, the chol heicha deleka heichacha, it means wearing and not carrying. The Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah holds that we assume that he means wearing unless there's a proof it means carrying. Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa holds that, meaning in the Mishnah, by default it means wearing and not carrying, unless you know it means carrying. Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa holds, no, by default it would mean carrying as well. And the Ran says, Mestama we paskin like the Mishnah, therefore it's minastam, it means levisha, and not carrying it. But if we know he means carrying it, then carrying would also be aser. Okay, that is Nunhei Amud Beis. So have yourselves a great night. And we'll see you tomorrow with Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Hanoi Dir Min Abayis, if you're Aser Ba'aliyah. Not such a hard page. Okay, Hatzlach everyone. Kol Tov. Okay, good, thank you. Shkayach, good night, Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.